AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today at the White House.
Okay, here we go.
President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
We compromised. We reached a consensus. That's necessary.
The president had to take out a lot of what he wanted from this bill to invest in roads, bridges, water systems, broadband, ports, electric vehicles, and the power grid.
That despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans can come together and deliver results. We can do this. We can deliver real results for real people.
The president will go outside Washington to sell the plan in the next few days. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon appeared in court for defying a congressional subpoena. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Bannon is vowing to take the fight to the Biden administration.
They took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
Bannon spoke outside a Washington courthouse hours after surrendering to federal authorities. The Justice Department last week indicted him on two counts of criminal contempt for ignoring subpoenas from the House panel investigating the Capitol insurrection.
This is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden.
Bannon says he's going on offense against what he calls the Biden regime. He did not enter a plea and is due back in court Thursday after being released without bail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prosecutor Thomas Binger presented closing arguments in Wisconsin in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse.
No reasonable person would have done what the defendant did. And that makes your decision easy. He is guilty. Of all counts.
His lawyers claim Rittenhouse shot and killed two people last summer at protest in Kenosha because he feared for his life. A judge is denying requests to declare a mistrial in the case of three white men charged with killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, after Reverend Jesse Jackson joined Arbery's parents in court. The Dow finished down 12 points. This is AP News. American journalist Danny Fenster, who spent nearly 6 months in jail in Myanmar, was freed.
I'm feeling all right physically. It's just the same privations and things that come with any form of incarceration. You just go a little stir crazy.
More from the AP's Grant Peck.
This past Friday, he had been convicted of three offenses and sentenced to the maximum of 11 years in prison, which was very shocking.
Fenster was handed over to former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson.
The U.S. does not have very good relations with Myanmar, to put it mildly, and Richardson is kind of acting as an intermediary where the U.S. government can't. And now, a week after his original visit, he has come up with the release of Danny Fenster, which no one was expecting.
Fenster is the managing editor of the online magazine Frontier Myanmar. He was convicted of spreading false or inflammatory information. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.